West Plains Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY is brought to you by Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC, TLG Peterbilt, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, Hirschfeed and Farm Supply West Plains, Goebbels Collision Repair, Miller Satellite and Home Store, Iron Brand Realty, Parfour and More, Wilbanks Tire, Habitat for Humanity Restore, MSU West Plains, Car-Mart of West Plains, Butler Heating and Air, Hawkins Home and Lawn, Ozark Independent Living, Cape Electric, S&P Quality Auto Glass, State Farm Insurance Agent Justin Shelby, West Plains Wind Supply, Simmons Bank, Ozark Hills Realty, Don's Auto Service, Shrimp Runner, Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment, Rick's Truck Repair, Bailey Chevrolet GMC, and Wood Mechanical.
And welcome to West Plains High School. It is Pink Out Night 2026, and a big crowd is here to watch this ball game between the West Plains Lady Scissors and the Lady Pirates from Branson. Drew Joyce is on the camera, thanks to Jim Lambert. He was in as the Pink Out festivities ensued. And in this ball game tonight, West Plains taking on Branson, 14-7 for the Lady Zizzers, 14-8 for the Lady Pirates. Zizzers will be in the pink, Pirates in the black, and this game's underway in the tip won by West Plains. Tip across, West Plains on offense. A zone, bad pass across, is stolen by Branson. They get the basketball. And now ball out of bounds at the defensive end for West Plains. Starting five for the Scissors will be their usual five. Lucy Hafer, the 5'8 senior. Zoe Scharnhorst, 5'6 senior. Ainsley McWilliams, 5'6 sophomore. Shaylee Peterson, the 5'10 senior. And Jillian Green, 6-foot sophomore. Right wing, here's a three. No good. Shaylee Peterson with a rebound. And we get a foul in the backcourt on a reach in that time. And that will be against the Pirates. Angel Craig, she gets her first foul in the ball game. West Plains will play it in the backcourt. Pirates in black with red numbers, red trim. West Plains out for another deflection, stolen away. All the way down. Here's a drive up, no good. And after the turnover by West Plains, Jillian Green picks up the personal foul. Angel Craig will be the free throw shooter for the Pirates. Little guard shoots and scores. One nothing ball game, and good. 2-0. Here comes Jillian Green to the front court. Gets cut off. Gets the pass out to the point. Ainsley to the right wing. Scharnhorst. Another deflection out front, and a ball stolen, but stolen right back. Ainsley has it up the left corner. Open in the corner. Here's Green with a three. No good. Rebound to the other side. Picked up by Scharnhorst. Now out to the point. Ainsley McWilliams. Lob to low block, and here's Shaylee. Left hand lay in is good. Shaylee Peterson gets West Plains on the board, ties the game at two apiece. Branson on offense in the right corner. Angel Craig dribbles, guarded by Ainsley McWilliams. Goes to the baseline, cut off, leans in, forces the shot. It's off the back iron, it won't fall. Rebound fought for, and no one takes it away from Shaylee Peterson. Long up the left sideline. Zoe Scharnhorst, underneath pass. Jillian, fall away from seven off the board. No good. Rebound, tie up, and we'll get a jump ball. And it'll be Branson basketball. Pirates will have the basketball in the backcourt. Really good crowd tonight. Pink Out game is always very well supported in the community. Over on the left side, Craig to the right wing. Gets it over to Ball. And now to the point. Back it goes to the left point. Craig pops out. McWilliams stays on her. High screen, and they switch down the right corner. Wilkerson inside lost the basketball. And Jillian Green draws a foul in the backcourt. That's all. Just a horrible foul to commit. Neely Houston picks up the personal foul. West Plains ball backcourt, bringing it up. 2 minutes into the ball game, tied at two. Zoe over on the left point. Ainsley lobs it left corner. Lucy Hafer and another near steal deflected, picked up by West Plains. Branson getting their hands on a lot of passes. The right corner three ball is no good. Rebound will be controlled by Shaley. Gets it out. Now free throw line. Open jumper. Good. Ainsley McWilliams. That makes it 4-2. West Plains has their first lead. In the corner, here's a whistle and a foul call. Shaley Peterson bodied up against Angel Craig in the corner, and she ended up in row one. Second team foul on West Plains as Shaley Peterson picks up the foul. Inbound play on the far side front court. Be played inbounds by Neely Houston. She has it out front. Knocked away, loose ball, and now still being fought for. Picked up by West Plains, Lucy Hafer. At the point, Shaley with an up fake over to Lucy Hafer. Skip pass over. Now another deflection. The wings on the front of this defense really extend to the side and try to get their hands on passes. They've deflected about a half a dozen already, it seems like. Pirates will sub out here with Callie Hall, a 5'6 senior. Inbound play, left corner, high pass, bubble out of bounds by West Plains. They turn it over for the third time here in the first quarter. So the Pirates have it back with a chance to tie here. Front court at the point. Near steal by Zoe Scharnhorst. Now they'll lob it to the corner. Back out on the wing. They'll loop around with Wilkerson to the right side. West Plains matches up. At the right elbow down the lane. Pass to the corner. Wilkerson three is off the back iron. Rebound. Front four. Craig had it. Lost it. Loose basketball. And now Craig comes away with the ball. Gets it to a teammate. Also on the floor. And it's still loose. And it's picked up by West Plains eventually. Jillian Green all the way to the basket. Lays it up and good. So Jillian Green gets the basket. We had Wilkerson who was limping off the floor. Kaylee Wilkerson got hurt in that scrum for the basketball. So she leaves the game. 6-2 score. Tell you what, it's been for only 3 minutes, well, four now. It has been a quickly physical game. Over in the right, left elbow, they'll hand the ball off. Craig is double-teamed, puts it on the floor. Down to the baseline, will hand off, bounce pass to the free throw line. 10-foot runner is up and no good, but a foul be called as Neely Houston will draw the foul from West Plains. Lucy Hafer just got her first foul. Neely Houston, the free throw shooter for the Pirates. First try is good. Branson yet to make a field goal so far. Here's the next try, and that's good. Front court. Jillian Green over the top. Good pass inside. Shaley Peterson is double teamed. Now she's tied up. And evidently, Angel Craig and Shaley Peterson had some words, and the official will Give them a big, fat, shamey there. And Neely Houston picked up her second foul in the process there. 3:39, 6-4. This is going to be tough to win for West Plains. Pretty good team you're playing tonight. Lob way out front on the inbound. Lucy Hafer has it. To the left corner. Open. Three ball. Zoe. Good. Zoe Schardhorst is a definite weapon in this offense from the perimeter. She drilled that one to make it 9-4. Left side, Craig. Guarded hard there by McWilliams. Down the lane. Here's a drive in. Bad pass. Picked up. Kicked back out to the point. Craig will shoot the three. Straight on. Good. 9-7. Zoe Scharnhorst to the point. Shaley's got a three straight up. No good off the backboard. And the rebound down to the Pirates. They come back with Angel Craig. She's going to have the ball most of the time. Here's the three on the wing. Good. And the Pirates regain the lead 10-9. Jillian Green gets a return pass from Ainsley McWilliams, splits the defense, bounce inside, good feed, and the ball blocked on the shot by Shaley at the point. Jillian, three is good. Even better. Good to see Jillian make that perimeter shot. That'll get her confidence up. Now out front, Callie Fronterhaus. She's a 6-foot junior. At the point, they'll dribble down and push off. Now loose ball stolen by Jillian. And West Plains will have the basketball as Zoe Scharnhorst will bring it up the right side in the right corner. Out to Zoe, to Ainsley. She'll dribble to the left in the pink and white. Left wing, Ainsley, long three. It's going to rattle in and out. Rebounded by the Pirates. Neely Houston brings it up the floor. Top of the circle, all the way down. Bounce underneath. Fronterhaus with a shot blocked by Shaley Peterson out of bounds. And he'll stay with Branson. Kip Bow is the head coach for the Branson Lady Pirates. His brother coaches at Bolivar. Both of them. Really good coaches. Inbound out front, Fronterhaus will hand it to Craig. Sets and pops a long three, and it's in and out. Rebounded by Jillian Green. Jillian comes back down the lane all the way. Goes up, right hand reverse is good. What a shot that was. Branson back quickly in the corner. Open three, left side is rounding good. The Flames didn't get back on defense that time. It's Staley Wilkerson. Knocked it in for three. Now ball lost in the corner, but we're going to have a whistle of a foul on Branson. Blocking foul. Madison foul. Number one on her. Team foul four on the Pirates. Underneath pass, Jillian catches. Shoots no good. She got fouled on the inbound. And now she'll shoot two. And that'll be another quick foul on Madison Bow. 14-8 is the season record for Branson. West Plains at 14-7. First free throw by Jillian is off the back iron and no good. Jillian Green, 6-foot sophomore, puts it up again. No good. And the ball comes off to Branson. 1-point game, 53 seconds to go. Craig to the left corner. Open shot for another three, and it's good again. Staley Wilkerson with back-to-back threes. 42 seconds to go. In the corner, here's Zoe. No good. Rebound on the weak side. Lost out of bounds. It'll go to West Plains. Zoe Shrub has checked into the ball game for the Lady Zizzers. Samantha Albritton will check in here for Branson. Inbound play, ball lost, stolen, picked up the other way we go. Craig on the right wing, and there she is again. Open three is no good this time. He'll go out of bounds off the miss by Daly Wilkerson. Well, she felt lucky a third time. Wasn't to be, so West Plains will have it down two. 25 seconds to go in the quarter. On the right point to the right corner. Jillian's got another three, and it's an air ball. But it's touched out of bounds. Last touch by West Plains. So the Pirates have plenty of time. Up by two and 13 seconds to go in the quarter. Craig walks it up. She's going to have to move quicker than that. 7 seconds. Craig backs it down into the lane, gives the ball off, and the shot is up, no good. Rebound tipped over, put up at the horn, no good. That's the end of the first quarter. So, pretty even. Score indicates the same. West Plains trailing Branson after one here at West Plains High School on Pink Out Night. Score is 16-14. And I want to throw in real quick. I was in here at 5 o'clock this afternoon getting my stuff kind of set up. And there were so many people already here from West Plains Bank and Trust Company. They jump into this with both feet and both arms and are great, great supporters of Pink Out Night and the fight against cancer and Ozarks Healthcare as well. So, let's take a 30-second timeout with a score. The Scissors trailing by two, 16-14, back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Hawkins Home and Lawn. Best brands, best service since 67.
Hi, this is Anna. This Valentine's Day, make your sweetheart feel truly special with a gift of comfort and style. At Hawkins Home and Lawn, we are celebrating love with a sweetheart sale. Here's a deal that says, I love you, buy any sofa and get a love seat half off. Plus, 25% off every recliner in the store. Hurry into our West Plains and Mountain Grove stores today, where love gets comfy.
Back to the court. For ladies, here's our Pink Out action here on Hot Country KDY.
In the first quarter, Branson made 4 field goals, and all 4 were 3-point field goals, and they lead 16-14. Starting quarter number 2. Up in the front court, Zoe Shrub, high post, deflected pass. Shaylee Peterson lost it, got it over to Lucy Hafer, though. Now out front, Branson's playing the zone. Out front, they're playing with 2-point guards, so they're passing cross-court. Branson's doing a really good job interrupting that. Left corner, Ainsley, she's open for a 3-ball, and that's no good. Rebound long, followed her shot, tied up, and it'll be Branson basketball. Branson's defense isn't stopping West Plains from getting shots, but they are making them work for them for those shots, and they're able to close out and challenge shots. Down the key, Angel Craig all the way, puts it up on the drive, good. Down the right side of the key, unencumbered. Front court, Zoe Shrub, now she'll be fouled in the front court. That'll be the third foul on Madison Bowen. And so she comes out of the ball game. And Fronterhouse will come back in. Inbound underneath, catch by Jillian. Puts it up, but she missed it from about 3 feet away. Defense was there, but a little too stout. Craig with a high screen at the front court. Down the left side of the key all the way. Puts up a left-hand runner. No good. Got her own rebound and puts it up and no good. Rebound to Shaylee Peterson. Right corner. Lucy Hafer drives in. Kicks it outside. Left wing. 3-ball is no good. Rebound comes off. Fronterhouse passes up. Threw it away. Jillian Green with it. Take it all the way in the hole. And she does. And it got blocked or slapped out of bounds. He'll stay with West Plains. Both teams have thrown it away 4 times with 6:44 to go in the first half. We had a 30-second timeout by Branson. 18-14, Pirates back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Are you needing to sell your real estate? Seek help today from the professional realtors at Century 21 Ozark Hills Realty. Their agents have decades of combined experience and are experts in all areas of real estate, including commercial real estate, farms, new construction, and of course, residential. So if you're looking to sell, turn to Century 21 Ozark Hills Realty in a new location at 740 Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
Six minutes and 44 seconds left in the first half at West Plains High School tonight. Lady Scissors in the pink out game, wearing pink and white. And these look like new pink out uniforms. Back to play inside. Jillian Green tied up, puts it up inside, and good. One on three, and Jillian able to get the ball up to the basket. That's the first bucket of quarter number two for West Plains. On the wing, here's Craig with a three, no good. Peterson with a rebound. Now Ainsley McWilliams up the right side. Shaley drives in, steps through, puts it up, no good. Travel with the basketball, though. Got Brian back in the studio engineering tonight, up there on the video, providing all the imagery that you're seeing, all this content that you're looking at. Got the dad of the cutest baby anywhere, Drew Joyce, on duty. Angel Craig on the left side at the elbow. Bronnerhouse will turn. Now she'll shoot hot off the board too hard. Rebound long, chased down by Branson. No control again. Wilkerson bounces in. Bronnerhouse tries. Missed it. Got it back. Pulled it up and good. Bronnerhouse first basket. 2016. Pirates. Point. Left wing. Left corner wide open. And the three is going to be too hard by Lucy Hafer. And the weak side rebound. They come back with it. Angel Craig. Craig dribbles to the left, gets a screen. Probably illegal, though. Here's the shot in the corner, up and good for two by Angel Craig. And now West Plains lazily lost the basketball. They weren't paying attention. As Jillian Green had Angel Craig come up from behind her to swipe the ball away and then going for the ball, and Jillian Green gets her second foul. So timeout, 5:12 to go, first half, full timeout with the score. The Pirates, 22, Lady Scissors, 16. Back in 1 minute on Hot Country KDY.
This is Damon at TLG Peterbilt, Willow Springs. We supply parts for all makes of trucks and trailers to get you back on the road quickly as possible. If we don't have it, we'll get it. Find us on Highway 60 in Willow Springs or online at tlgtrucks.com for fast, friendly service to get you back on the road in no time. TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time.
Do you have assisted devices that you no longer need, such as a wheelchair, a walker, a cane, or shower chair? You can donate it to Ozark Independent Living. They will in turn give it to someone in need. It's local people helping local people. Ozark Independent Living in West Plains at 1098 Avenue, 417-257-0038.
Your care, your choice, your independence. Ozark Independent Living.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
5 minutes and 12 seconds left in the first half. Branson's outside shooting is kind of the difference in the ball game, actually. They've outscored West Plains from the three-point line, 12-6. That's a six-point difference, and that's what the scoreboard says, 22-16. Branson on offense coming out of the timeout. Over on the left, it's Wilkerson, right baseline, wraparound pass inside, Bronnerhouse, she missed an easy one, and the rebound to West Plains. Ainsley McWilliams up the middle of the floor at the point, sets, pops, three ball, in and out, bad break, rebound, Shaley puts it up, she can't get it to go, and it's taken by Branson. West Plains not shooting the ball very well yet. Craig will drive down the left side. She'll be bumped in a foul on Zoe Scharnhorst. West Plains program has done so well historically here. And it's one thing to come to and have a good program. It's another thing to keep that thing going. And boy, Christy Otter has. In the corner, Craig. Fall away from 16. No good. Broderhouse got the rebound. She'll put it up with the right hand. Good. Broderhouse has four off the bench. 24-16, 8-point game. Here is a pass inside and put up and in by Jaylee Peterson. Jaylee has four. West Plains really needed a basket there. 8 points. Down to six. Here's Craig, three at the left point. No good. Rebound long. Lucy Hafer has it. To the right corner. Wide open. Ainsley, three. Good. Third three for West Plains. First for Ainsley, 24-21. And coming out of the timeout, West Plains has looked better. Out front. Dribbling down with Maya Tolliver. Here's a pass across. Shot up. No good. Another foul call, though. If it's Zoe Scharnhorst, that'll be her second. And it is. And it is. 3:31 to go. 24-21. The shooter, Callie Fronterhouse. She's the post player, 6 foot junior. She has 4 points so far, and first free throw attempt. They are 4 out of 4 from the line, by the way. First free throw, no good. Jillian Green checks back in for West Plains as Zoe Scharnhorst comes out with her second foul. The next try, no good. Jillian Green is tied up the backcourt. Now gets it up the right side. Ainsley with it. To the right corner. Open three. Lucy Hafer in and out. And the rebound taken down by Craig. Craig up the right side. Goes to the baseline. Stop. Good job by Zoe Shrub. Pass down low. Here's a shot blocked by Jillian Green. As Tolliver tried to sneak in. Jillian saw her coming. Lob to the left point. Jillian Green. Ball fake. Lost the ball. Turned over. And Craig will shoot a layup at the other end. Puts it up. Missed it. Broderhouse up good. Fouled the play. And the basket counts. There's been times that West Plains has been really loose with the basketball at the offensive end. That's another one. And a free throw is no good on the front end by Albritton, and West Plains will control. Right side, three ball. Good by Ainsley. You've got eight. 26-24. Craig for Branson with 2:35 to play in the half. Broderhouse, bounce pass over. Now on the right side, Tolliver dribbles in, dishes, Craig puts it up and good. 14 for Craig. Left corner, here's a three by Lucy Hafer, no good. Rebounded by the Lady Pirates, and they come back into the front court with Taylor Wilkerson. Tolliver dribbles over to the left wing. Now Fronterhouse dribbles down the lane, and Delaney Wahomey, who has just came in the ballgame for West Plains, is going to be guilty of a blocking foul. So free throws here. That is 15 fouls a quarter. And so 2 minutes to go. Branson shoots the bonus. First try, no good by Callie Fronterhouse. She is 0 for 3 now. And Branson is 0 for 4 this quarter. And good. Down the front court, Branson on defense sinks back into that zone, and another deflected pass is tipped out of bounds. That's something West Plains is going to hash out at halftime. Branson's getting their hands on way too many passes, so in order to do that, they're spreading the defense. So what does that offer? It offers driving that ball through the basket. West Plains on the inbound at midcourt. Half-court trap by Branson. West Plains handles it. Ainsley on the left side, back across. Zoe Shrub. Lob on the alley-oop to the weak side. Too bad, or too low on the bad pass, and it's taken back the other way. Broderhouse with a shot. No good. Over the back foul on Callie Hall, going for the rebound. West Plains just feels disjointed. Sputtering, not hitting on all the cylinders right now. 29-24. 1:30 to go in the half. Jillian, free throw line. Wide open jumper. Good. 1:30 to go in the half. Jillian, free throw line. Wide open jumper. Good. That'll solve some problems. She has 11 points. Angel Craig over to the corner. Pop a three ball. No good air ball instead. Jillian Green with it. Here comes Jillian, front court to the right side. McWilliams, good! Three ball ties it at 29. Ainsley's made three threes in this quarter. Down to a minute to go before halftime. We're tied at 29. Inside pass deflected away and stolen by Delaney Wyoming on the deflection by Ainsley McWilliams. Ainsley up the right side on the wing of travel on Zoe Shrub. She got the ball, didn't stop to set her feet and travel with it. That's turnover number 8 on West Plains. Madison Bow back in the ball game. She's got 3 fouls. And she'll play it inbound. Angel Craig is the one that handles most things for this team, and she has the ball out front. At the point, Wilkerson now to Craig. We're down to 25 seconds to go. In the first half, Craig over on the left side as they go for one. Tied at 29 all. Down to 10 seconds. Craig near midcourt. Ainsley McWilliams is on her. Fakes left, goes right, pulls it back to the corner. Driving baseline. Tolliver, no good off the lip of the rim. Jillian can't get a shot away as the half ends. And we're no closer to figuring this out than when we started. Tied up at the half. It's West Plains 29. Branson 29. We'll take a 3-minute break. Come back in a moment here on Hot Country KDY.
Is it time to clean out the garage or storage building? If so, consider donating unneeded items to the Habitat Restore in West Plains. The Habitat Restore will in turn sell your items at a low price to someone who likes it. Great idea, right? The items you donate are tax deductible, and when they are sold, all the money goes toward building a new home for a family in need. The Habitat Restore at 1109 Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains, helping families one home at a time.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH podiatry as well as OZH orthopedic and spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
If you're a pro or even a do-it-yourselfer, Wind Supply of West Plains is your store. Wind Supply of West Plains is your supply store for A.O. Smith water heaters, Delta faucets, Milwaukee tools, Klein tools, and all the accessories you need to do your plumbing yourself. Find them in West Plains at 1015 Preacher Row Boulevard and online at windsupplyofwestplains.com. Wind Supply of West Plains is for pros like you.
Shrimp Runner Seafood in West Plains, right across from the Civic Center at 109 St. Louis Street. Call ahead or just stop in and pick up fresh Gulf crawfish, fish, and shrimp shipped in every week. And to make things even better, you've got to check out Shrimp Runner's Boil Barn. They're serving up boiled shrimp, crawfish, and crab legs. And wow, it is spectacular. And it's all right here in West Plains. Shrimp Runner Seafood and Shrimp Runner's Boil Barn. Check them out.
It's rock chip season. Okay, let's be honest. With the roads around here, it's always rock chip season. When you get a rock chip, go see Kevin at SMP Quality Auto Glass. He can fix your rock chip and keep it from spreading and making your windshield look more like a road map. If you need a whole new windshield put in because you waited too long, he does those too. SMP Quality Auto Glass, next to DQ in West Plains. Show us your crack.
Do you need help living independently? Look no further than Ozark Independent Living in West Plains. Ozark Independent Living provides help with consumer-directed services, where you choose the services you need and the people to help. You are the boss with Ozark Independent Living at 109 8th Avenue in West Plains. 417-257-0038.
Your care, your choice, your independence. Ozark Independent Living.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
As is usually the case on Pink Out Night, at halftime comes the auction. And right now, the auction is for a basketball autographed by the entire Texas Lady Longhorn team, of course. We know someone that plays for the Lady Longhorns. And I think the bidding for that basketball sounds like it went around $800. But this great event raises money every year in the fight against cancer. Yesterday, I had lunch at Ozark Healthcare because they had their chili dog fundraiser at the hospital, and lots of folks showed up for that. Lucy Hafer, Delaney Wahome, other ball players were working that and did a great job and fixed me right up with a chili dog as they did for a whole lot of other people. Anyway, at the half, we're tied at 29. And I was looking at the schedule for what the Lady Scissors have in front of them for the remainder of the regular season. We'll hit that here in just a little bit. Meanwhile, here in the first half of this game, West Plains is led in scoring by sophomores Ainsley McWilliams and Jillian Green, each have 11 points. In the first half, Shaylee Peterson has 4, and Zoe Scharnhorst has 3. For Branson, Angel Craig has 14 of their 29. 6 points for Taylee Wilkerson. 4 points for Callie Broderhouse. And 1 for Samantha Albright. It doesn't happen a lot, but West Plains had more turnovers in the first half than Branson. In fact, they had twice as many. 8 turnovers to 4 for Branson. It is halftime at Pink Out Night, raising money in the fight against cancer. And great crowd has shown up to support this event, as always. Lots of pink shirts in the crowd, pink balloons everywhere. We'll come back after the short break here and look ahead. West Plains has, it looks like, a total of four games left before districts begin, and we'll hit on that in just about 3 minutes here on Hot Country KDY.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
When it comes to guns and ammo, some folks pay more than they should. And then there are the smart folks, the ones who shop at Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View. They know where to find great deals on firearms, ammo, and accessories. At Ozark Trading Post, you'll get quality gear at smarter prices every single day. So, save big, shop smart, stay local. Ozark Trading Post, the smart way to buy, sell, and pawn.
Driving in winter can be challenging. Be sure your tires will get you through the season. If you're getting close to needing new tires, give Wilbanks Tire a chance to sell you a new set of tires. Once you buy a set of tires from Wilbanks Tire, you can come in anytime for free tire rotation for the life of your tires. So once a customer of Wilbanks Tire, you'll always be a customer of Wilbanks Tire. Price, quality, and service. All at Wilbanks Tire, 201 West 2nd Street in West Plains.
This is Ginger with Miller Satellite and Home Store. If you're needing affordable and reliable internet, then we have a package for you. Give us a call today at 417-255-1972 and ask about our new HughesNet Lite plan for only $49.99 a month with a $10 savings a month for the first 12 months and only a one-year contract. Once again, that's Miller Satellite and Home Store, 417-255-1972, or check us out online at millersat.com.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Need CPAP or BiPAP supplies? Skip the wait at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Reorder easily from home using our Patient Hub app or website portal and get your supplies shipped straight to your door. For a faster, hassle-free experience, call ahead at 800-874-8504 or order online today. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, 1703 West 8th Street in West Plains. Our community, our commitment, our care.
Ladies, is there pink out action continues now on Hot Country KDY.
All right, Dylan, thank you very much. We're getting down to, I think we've got about three auction items here. And that will take care of the auction here for pink out night. And we'll start checking half coming up here at about 8:20. So, West Plains has four games here as they get ready for district competition. They'll be playing at Marshfield. Here's the thing, out of these last four games after tonight, three of them are at home. Carl Junction, Hillcrest, and Strafford. Strafford game will be a hard game. But the one road game is going to be a super hard game. That'll be at Marshfield. And that will be, let's see, for Monday when West Plains goes to Marshfield.
Jeff Wood.
And the district competition will begin on the 2nd of March. When you're talking about basketball, you're talking about the month of March, You know, it's getting down to the wire. In the second half, West Plains doesn't have any serious foul trouble. Jillian Green has two, and Zoe Charthorse has two fouls. Madison Bowe has three for Branson. Neely Houston has two, and that is the extent of their foul issues. Tomorrow night, we'll be right back here, and we'll have the same two schools in boys basketball. The Branson Pirates beat West Plains at the Blue and Gold Tournament, beat us bad. And, of course, they are coached, Branson is coached, by former eminent coach Pete McBride, who has made that program better. You knew that he would, and he has. And now Branson is a problem. Pete's got that program turned in the right direction. So it'll be Branson again tomorrow night here, as the boys will be playing each other. And then on Saturday, off to the Columbia, Missouri. But we're going to keep going. We'll travel north to Columbia. Once we get there, we head toward Iowa and stop off in Moberly. Grizzlies still trying to win their first Region 16 game. They'll have a crack at the Greyhounds at 4 o'clock on Saturday. Plus, of course, speaking of Saturday, it's also Valentine's Day, and it's also the Heart of the Ozark Half Marathon race. That'll start. They'll be down at the old post office, the Stop Square in West Plains. You got to about 7:25 to get signed up, if I remember what Miss Gunner said on the radio yesterday. So if you haven't signed up yet, it's not too late. And if you don't get signed up before Saturday, you can still sign up. Just make sure you get there by about 7:15 or so they can get all that taken care of. Anyway, a final three-minute break, and we come back with the second half between Branson and West Plains here on Hot Country KDY.
Across the country, drivers are reaping the rewards of safer driving with State Farm. That's because they're using the Drive Safe and Save app from State Farm and getting 10% just by signing up, plus up to an additional 30% down the road for safe driving. How about you? Are you ready to drive safe and save? Call me, Justin Shelby, State Farm, in West Plains and in Houston to learn more today.
Feller Construction is a family-owned and operated company serving the Southern Missouri area. They provide various construction services from the smallest remodel to custom-built homes, all at a competitive price. Feller Construction of West Plains would be honored to be your builders for all your building needs. Contact Feller Construction at 417-257-7275 to schedule your project today.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. After 45 years of serving the Ozarks, Don's Auto Service ensures their expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
You never know when we may have a big ice storm. In the Ozarks, it could happen any time during the winter months. Butler Heating and Air can install a whole house Generac generator to ease your mind and keep your house cozy warm just in case it happens. Give them a call today for a free estimate for a reliable Generac generator.
BHA, Butler Heating and Air. Call 256-7984.
Building lasting relationships, one customer at a time.
This is Damon at TLG Peterbilt, Willow Springs. We supply parts for all makes of trucks and trailers to get you back on the road quickly as possible. If we don't have it, we'll get it. Find us on Highway 60 in Willow Springs or online at tlgtrucks.com for fast, friendly service to get you back on the road in no time. TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time.
Planning a private party, Par 4 and More Restaurant and Family Fun Center, a country club for all, is the place. Reserve a private room with a private server. Get four pizzas and drinks for one low price. Play indoor golf and get an armband for the arcade. Check their brand new salad bar out. That's full of goodies. Par 4 and More Restaurant and Family Center, 2 miles past Walmart on the left in West Plains.
Back to the court. For ladies, here's our pink out action here on Hot Country KDY.
Ready to go. West Plains and Branson are tied at 29. As I mentioned the other night, Bobby Knight says the most important 3 minutes of the game is the first 3 minutes of the second half. So it's tied at 29 as we start the half. Let's see where this goes as we get down to about the five-minute mark. It'll be West Plains with the ball to start the half. Zoe Schardenhorst, Ainsley McWilliams, Jillian Green, Shaylee Peterson, and Lucy Hafer. Madison Bow, Angel Craig, Samantha Albritton, Neely Houston, and Daly Wilkerson are the starting five for Branson. Back to play. Here we go in the second half. Zoe to the high post. Jillian underneath. What a pass to Daly, who lays it up in a little underhand pass to the low block. And Shaylee Peterson's got six. That's a great start, 31-29. Over the top, Craig works in, pushes the shot up, no good, and we're going to get a jump ball foul, or jump ball, I should say, no foul. Probably should have been an over-the-back foul, but not the case. Still, Branson ball from underneath. Lob out front. Craig has it to the left. Pass down low, bad pass, stole it away. Lucy Hafer comes away with it. Turnover five on Branson tonight. Lucy Hafer out front. Jillian Green drives baseline, feeds it. Oh, to Chaley, and a good defensive play that time by Neely Houston to get the steal. Now back the other way, we get a whistle and a travel at the other end. West Plains comes back, 45 seconds into the second half of play. Ainsley to the point. Another deflected pass and stolen by Reese up the floor. Here's a drive, no good. Reese rebounds, puts it up, and no good. Rebound, Shaylee Peterson. Zoe Schardenhorst now. On the left side, Jillian dribbles in and through. Bad pass again, and a loose ball picked up by Jillian Green. That was a near turnover. In the right corner, bad pass again, but it's taken by Ainsley. Skip it over to Zoe Schardenhorst. Drives in, puts up the jump shot. Back iron no good. Lucy Hafer goes up, no good. Tie up for the rebound, and it should be, it will be, West Plains basketball. One thing that Branson has been able to do is they've made West Plains play a little disjointed. They're making it hard for them to run their offense, making it hard for them to find open stuff. But there's an open pass inside. Shaylee Peterson with the finish on the inbound from Jillian Green. West Plains by four, 33-29. Craig to the left side, now to the point. Bad pass, chased down near the timeline. Branson will reset. Samantha Albright to the right corner. Bounce pass in. That ball went out of bounds. Touch last by West Plains. Tonight it's either white ball or pink ball. And it's played in by the Pirates. Craig to the baseline. Lob it outside. Angel Reese. That's not Angel Reese. It's Angel Craig. 33-29. back at the right side. Three ball, long way is no good, but a push-off foul. They're going to catch. This time, Samantha Albritton with a push-off inside. She picks up her first foul, and West Plains will have the ball in the backcourt. A 30-second timeout. Called by Branson. 33-29, West Plains. We're back in 30 seconds on Hot Country KDY.
Basketball season is here, and just like the Zizzers bring power to the court, Cape Electrical Supply brings power to your projects. Whether you're a contractor, business, or do-it-yourselfer, get the electrical supplies you need to make a slam dunk. From wiring and lighting to tools and expert advice. In West Plains and online. Call 417-256-5175. Your trusted teammate, Cape Electrical Supply. Powering our community, one connection at a time.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
Five minutes and 46 seconds remain in the third quarter. West Plains, in the first 2 minutes and 14 seconds, have outscored Branson 4-0 and have the ball with a chance to add on here. With ponytail a-flopping, here's Ainsley McWilliams into the front court to the left with the left hand to the corner now. Shaylee Peterson with it. Back outside to Ainsley. Point-to-point pass. Back across. Ainsley, three, is going to be short. Rebound. Shaylee's got it. Puts it up. Good. Found the play. And that's the count. Shaylee Peterson will be at the line to shoot one, and she is certainly a player that you could use. If you're trying to describe her, you say she is handy. And she is handy. She can shoot the ball. She can rebound the ball, pass the ball, defend. Here's the shot. No good, though, by Shaylee. 35-29. Craig on the baseline. Cut off. Feeds it back. Albritton works her way across. Shoots it off the board. Good. Samantha Albritton. First bucket in the second half for Branson. The Pirates will check Gally Hall back in their lineup. And it'll be pink basketball in the backcourt. 35-31, ball lost. Ainsley's going to have to pass it up the floor. It does. And now Lucy Hafer in the front court. At the point, right wing pass, Jillian Green. 2-3 zone being played by Branson. Ball knocked out of bounds, and that's going to be off West Plains. That's probably not a very good call. 35-31. But it does result in turnover number 10 on West Plains. So it's 4:59 to go in the third. 35-31. West Plains has outscored Branson in the first 3 minutes, 6-2. On the baseline, here's Craig with a floater from 10 feet. Good. On the baseline, Angel Craig with 16 points. Zoe Scharnhorst. So, didn't get off to a bad start in the second half. That's very important. Zoe Scharnhorst, three, right wing. Good! Zoe knocked the bottom out of that one. She has two field goals, both from behind the line. All the way through. Here's a drive. No good. Rebound, Zoe Scharnhorst for West Plains. And now it's foul in the backcourt. It's a late call, but it's a correct call as Jillian Anderson just got hammered. Neely Houston with her third foul. And now West Plains will come back. And it looks like still the five starters are out there. 4:14 to go. Third quarter, 38-33, West Plains. In the corner, Zoe Scharnhorst dribbles through, gets triple teamed, and now we'll get a holding foul inside on Fronterhaus for Branson. That'll be their fourth team foul. team foul four, so still 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. And, with that next foul, hopefully it'll come quick. They'll put West Plains on the free throw line in the two-shot bonus. And a ball stolen from behind. Pass up the floor for Otterhouse. Lays it up and good. And another steal on a lob across the court, all the way in. Reese put Angel. Craig puts it up, no good. Rolled around and up and in. I believe that was Albritton. Samantha Albritton, and now a collision at midcourt. We'll get a foul on Branson. Branson's really playing physical. I'm not suggesting that it's a dirty kind of physical. It's not. They're just being very physical on both ends of the court. That'll be a third foul on Angel Craig. And now, free throw shooter Ainsley McWilliams. West Plains lead down to one. First free throw, good. We've played half of the third quarter, and the next try is good. Branson could tie with a three. Out front with it. Madison foul on the right baseline. Drive, and the shot is up and good. Neely Houston with the bucket. Ball lost out of bounds at the West Plains end. Shaylee Peterson turns and tells her teammates, settle down. Hey. 40-39 with 3:37 to go in the quarter. Lob out front. Shaylee Peterson over. Lucy Hafer had it taken away. Back the other way. Drive and the layup is good. Neely Houston has 6 points now, and it's a 41-40 Branson lead. And another bad pass is stolen. Up the floor. Going in, a loose basketball tie-up, jump ball, and it'll be Branson ball. West Plains has just turned the ball over repeatedly at the offensive end, and it's their passing. Their passing has been very weak. Lobbing the ball, trying to lob the ball over defense. Here's the ball deflected, stolen away, and now stolen right back by Branson. It's loose on the deck, and we'll get a whistle and a timeout call by the Lady Pirates. 3:08 to go in the third with the score. Branson 41, West Plains 40. And I haven't seen how long this is going to be, but it's going to be a full timeout. Back in 1 minute on KDY.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry, as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
The West Plains Zizzers play here on Hot Country KDY.
Coming out of the timeout, Branson will have the basketball underneath. They have a one-point lead, 41-40. Pirates will throw it in with Neely Houston. Looks back door, gets it in to Craig, double team. She'll move back to the corner. Low block haul passes the middle of the lane. Here's a shot, no good, but a foul on the shot against West Plains. That's on Zoe Charnhorst. That's her third foul. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, 41-40. Neely Houston at the line, two out of two tonight. She has 6 points, make it seven. This is an Ozark Mountain Conference game, of course. Branch and West Plains in the same league. Next try, good. Taylor Wilkerson checks back in for the Pirates. They lead by three, 43-40. Zoe Shrub in the game for West Plains. On the right side to the high post, Gillian puts it on the floor, dribbles in, hangs, shoots, no good, got fouled, and still shoots two. So Gillian Anderson gets to the line. West Plains needed a bucket there. So they just took it right to the basket. Tolliver with the foul. Free throw here by Jillian is good. Jillian Green, next try, good. We got a whistle. What are they doing? They're subbing. I guess Branson subbed after they made free throw. So, 43-42. And Branson with the basketball. Full court pressure by West Plains. First time tonight we've seen this. Up the floor, dribbled off a foot and stolen. In the corner, Zoe. Three is in the air and no good. An air ball. Angel Craig up the right side at the point. At the left elbow, pull-up shot for a two, no good. Rebound picked up inside by Albritton. Her shot blocked, tipped away. Loose ball is picked up by nobody. We had a foul on the reach-in on Ainsley McWilliams. That'll be her second foul. This is tight, 43-42, and it's probably going to be that way right down to the bitter end. Pink out nine. Got a great ball game going. Inbound, back door, tipped away. Loose ball picked up off the turnover. Zoe Shrub has it. Pirates with eight turnovers. Well, now West Plains nearly threw it away. They get it in the front court with Shaylee Peterson on the left corner. On the wing, Zoe Shrub with a three, and it's no good. Ball tipped long, and Shaylee Peterson out. Raced everybody. Now at the point, Jillian, three. Good! West Plains back on top by two, 45-43. 1:40 to play. Craig way out right side three, spins in and out, rebounded inside by Albritton, and she missed it. And the rebound to West Plains. From left to right, they come in the paint. Point three, Ainsley. Good. That's the fourth three West Plains has made here in the half. They made five in the first half. Here's a shot, no good. Ball comes off. Ainsley McWilliams with it. Up by five. Bad pass. It's going to be out of bounds. Last touch by West Plains. It looked as if Neely Houston certainly did reach for the ball. But I don't think she touched it. Anyway, that's the way the official saw it. Now at midcourt, Craig dribbles in, pull up, 10-foot shot, rolls around and good. West Plains didn't pick the ball up very well that time. 48-45. Left corner, wide open. Zoe with another three. That's way off the mark. And taken down by Branson, Madison, and Bow. Zoe's got to be careful here. Lob pass up the floor. Hall in the lane, goes across the lane. Ball blocked by Zoe Shrub, and a foul's going to be called. And the home crowd is not satisfied at all. Zoe Shrub with the foul, her first. In the act of shooting, puts Taylor Wilkerson at the line for the Branson Pirates. Free throw number one is no good. Branson will sub out three. Zoe Shrub checks out for West Plains. I believe Lucy Hafer checked in for her. Free throw number two is good. 48-46. Jillian on the wing to the low block and a reach in foul. Callie Bronnerhouse with her second. So that is, well, Branson's over the limit. West Plains will shoot two. Shaylee Peterson, 28 seconds left in the quarter. First one good. Shaylee has 12 points tonight. Make that 11. Next one, now she has 12. Front court, left side for Branson, baseline, wraparound bounce pass, stolen away. Jillian's pass up the floor, Shaylee Peterson. She gets tripped, and the foul is going to be called on Branson. And that'll be on Neely Houston. That'll be her fourth. So the Pirates are getting into some foul trouble here. We saw some foul trouble at the boys' game at Bolivar the other night, that's for sure. But this time, the shoe's on the other foot. Shaylee Peterson, free throw, good. Ainsley McWilliams will move down on the free throw lane, and they'll put Zoe Scharnhorst and Lucy Hafer back on defense. One more try. 16 seconds to go in the quarter. No good. Rebound. Jillian over the back, and we're going to call her for a foul. Third foul on Jillian Green. As you can tell, most of the assembled vehemently disagree with that. It'll be Branson ball on the inbound backcourt. Craig gets it up ahead. Bronnerhouse back over. Now in the front court, Craig bounced to the baseline. Lost the ball out of bounds. It'll stay with Branson. 7 seconds to go. 7 seconds to go in the quarter. 51-46 West Plains. Inbound play. They get it in. Free throw line. Blocked away by Jillian Green. Jillian races for the basketball. Loose off the deck. We'll get a tie up, and it'll be West Plains ball. 1.7 seconds left. So the ball is going to be West Plains ball on the sideline. You're going to have to catch it and shoot it. 1.7 to go, up by 5 in the third. Inbound, Jillian catches, turns, shoots a 2 at the horn. No good. That's the end of the third quarter. We played 3, and West Plains leads Branson in this terrific Ozark Mountain Conference game, 51-46. We're back in a minute on KDY.
Think about 2026, the work you will do, the places you will go, and the miles you will drive. A new Chevy or GMC truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC is built to handle all of it with the strength, comfort, and reliability you can count on every day.
This is John Bailey inviting you to come on over and experience the Bailey Factor.
Bailey Chevy GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
If you're a pro or even a do-it-yourselfer, Wind Supply of West Plains is your store. Wind Supply of West Plains is your supply store for A.O. Smith water heaters, Delta faucets, Milwaukee tools, Klein tools, and all the accessories you need to do your plumbing yourself. Find them in West Plains at 1015 Preacher Row Boulevard and online at windsupplyofwestplains.com. Wind Supply of West Plains is for pros like you.
Lady Zizzer Pink Out action continues now on Hot Country KDY.
To 46 is the score as we go to the fourth. West Plains outscored Branson in the third quarter, 22-17. Again, as you look at the scorebook, Jillian Green and Zoe Scharnhorst each have three fouls starting the fourth. Branson has Neely Houston with four, Madison Bowell with three, and Angel Craig has three. West Plains did a pretty good job on Craig in the second, in the third quarter. She scored four. So a better job defensively. Back to play. It's Branson Ball starting the fourth. Out front, Craig steps into a three, and it's no good. Rattles off. Rebound put back is up no good by Albright. Rebounded by Zoe Scharnhorst. Zoe up the right sideline. Bounce pass to the corner. It's deflected out of bounds. One thing that you don't see a lot of high school players do, but they get in trouble with the ball. Here's Jillian down the lane, puts up, leaner is up, no good. Rebound, Shaley up and good. Shaley Peterson, he's having a good night. 15 points on the right point. Three ball for the Pirates, no good. Ball long, and the rebound is taken down by Callie Hall. Down the left corner, here's Craig. She'll be bodied up, drives baseline, puts it up, no good. Rebound by Lucy Hafer. Long up the floor, Zoe down inside. Shaley puts it up, no good, and a blocking foul. And she'll shoot two. West Plains got that ball down the floor quickly for three really good passes, and especially the one by Zoe Scharnhorst inside to Shaley Peterson. Branson didn't have time to set their defense, and so now a seven-point game. That'll be the fourth foul on Madison Bow for the Pirates free throw shooter, Shaley Peterson. Number one, it's good. Yeah. 54-46. And no good. Rebound is fought for. Loose on the floor. Picked up by West Plains. Ainsley's got a three look, and it's off the lip of the rim. Rebounded by West Plains, though. In the corner, Jillian's got a three, and that's good. Kind of early for a coup de grace, but that sure didn't hurt anything for the Lady Zizzers. 57-46. Craig at the point for a three. Good. Ainsley on the wing. Whistle timeout call by West Plains. 6:33 to go in the game, and it's a good one. West Plains 57, Branson 49. And we'll be back in 30 seconds on KDY.
If you're a pro or even a do-it-yourselfer, Wind Supply of West Plains is your store. Wind Supply of West Plains is your supply store for A.O. Smith water heaters, Delta faucets, Milwaukee tools, Klein tools, and all the accessories you need to do your plumbing yourself. Find them in West Plains at 1015 Preacher Row Boulevard and online at windsupplyofwestplains.com. Wind Supply of West Plains is for pros like you.
Back to the court, where Lady Zizzer Pink Out action here on Hot Country KDY.
6 minutes, 33 seconds left in the fourth quarter, regulation anyway. This game's got a long way to go. West Plains is up, though, right now by 8, 57-49. It's been a close game through, but West Plains has just enjoyed their biggest lead of 11. On offense, wraparound pass down low, no good, but foul in the play, and again, Zoe Scharnhorst found Shaley Peterson on the low block. Brunnerhouse will get her third foul. Shaley Peterson. First try here is good. West Plains trying to go 15-7. Next try, good. Branson on offense. Down by 10. All on the right side. Craig on the wing. Back out the hall. They swing it to the left side. High post. Brought it, make that all Britton. Drives. Got it blocked from behind. And a foul called on West Plains. And that'll be the fourth foul on Jillian Green. In the act of shooting. So the free throw shooter, Samantha Albritton, first try, no good. Next attempt is good. West Plains brings it in the front court. Six minutes to go. With the right corner, Lucy Hay for three is off the mark. Craig comes back for Branson. All the way down the key. Puts it up. Whistle. Jar. That's a big play because that's not only not a basket for Branson, it would have been. That's fourth foul on Craig. She'll have to come out for a little while. West Plains back on offense. Free throw line. Jillian Green. Right wing, Zoe. No good. Rebound long. Chased down by Shaley. To the right corner. Whip it around. Zoe Shardhorst again for three. No good. Went over the backboard. That'll stop the clock. It's still a 9-point game. Before the 3-point shot came in several years ago, 9 points was a really good lead at this stage in the game. These days, not so much. It's still better to be up by nine than down by nine. A lot better. Craig on the wing. Gets open, shoots a three, no good. Ball tipped out, picked up by Branson on the left baseline. Brotherhouse curls over the top, puts it up on the run, and good. That was Albritton, not Brotherhouse. Albritton with the bucket, 59-52. Out front, ball nearly stolen, lost out of bounds. It's going to be last touch by West Plains. First turnover of the fourth quarter. West Plains has 14 turnovers tonight, and most of them have not been Branson just playing superior defense. It's been really bad passes. Slow passes. Now foul out front on Lucy Hafer as she reached in on a handoff to Neely Houston. That'll be her second foul. 4.5 to go. We'll wrap things up as quick as we're done here. Here's the inbound play in the corner. Houston, or Albritton that is, bounce pass outside, through the hands, out of bounds, turnover, Pirates. So Craig will go out, as will Madison Bow, as Branson will change up for defense here. 59-52. If West Plains could run a minute off the clock here, that'd be fantastic. But they're going to look for the first best thing they can find. Lucy Hafer dribbles out of bounds, but the ball is tipped out. Stays with West Plains. Ainsley McWilliams tries to open up. Now out to Jillian Green. Inside posting, Shaley Peterson. One bounce. High off the board and good. She is really good around the basket. Really good. 61-52. Handoff off the legal screen, and the ball is lost on the floor. And still loose, picked up by Jillian. Gets it up ahead, now stolen right back. Left corner, three ball is no good. Rebound Pirates on the weak side. Albritton bounces outside, right wing shot, three ball. That's going to be an air ball out of bounds. Now, So West Plains now back on offense. Branson stirred the ball over 10 times themselves. Front court, Jillian at the free throw line. Back behind her, Ainsley passed up a shot. Now back to the right corner. Time is on our side. Yes, it is. 3:31 to go with the ball game. 61-52. Zoe Shrub is in for West Plains. Now the key is be patient enough to get a really good high percentage shot, a good open look at the basket with this 9-point lead. Left point, Jillian dribbles into the corner. Wide open, Zoe Shrub. It's good. That was a dagger. 3:10 to go. 64-52. Whistle and Kip Powell will take time out. Pirates take time. 3:07 to go in the ball game. Full time now. West Plains 64. Branson 52. Back in a minute on KDY.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. We switch lanes on the highway. Here's an easy way for you to switch. Switch and save with State Farm agent Justin Shelby. Start saving today. The Justin Shelby State Farm team is ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. With Justin Shelby State Farm, it's easy to switch and save. Just give us a call. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
Shrimp Runner Seafood in West Plains, right across from the Civic Center at 109 St. Louis Street. Call ahead or just stop in and pick up fresh Gulf crawfish, fish, and shrimp shipped in every week. And to make things even better, you've got to check out Shrimp Runner's Boil Barn. They're serving up boiled shrimp, crawfish, and crab legs. And wow, it is spectacular. And it's all right here in West Plains. Shrimp Runner Seafood and Shrimp Runner's Boil Barn. Check them out.
West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
Seconds to go in the ball game, and West Plains has a lead of 12. The free throw shooting in the first half, West Plains was 0 for 2 from the line. Second half, 10 out of 13. And for the game, West Plains is 10 for 15, while Branson is 9 out of 15. Backdoor bounce pass on the inbound shot. Up, no good, but a foul on Zoe Scharnhorst. That'll be Zoe's fourth. Free throw shooter is Hall, and the first try is good. Callie Hall's first point of the ball game. This game is not over, but West Plains has put themselves in a much better position. Next try, no good. Rebound, Jillian Green. Up the right side. Lob at the head. Zoe, inside pass deflected. Picked up by Shaley. Back out to Zoe. At the point, three by McWilliams. It's good. Ainsley McWilliams makes her fifth three in the ball game. That was the coup de grace right there. 67-53. In the corner. They'll feed it back. A long three is way short, out of bounds, and it'll be West Plains' ball. Craig back in the ball game now for Branson. So they just got to let it fly now and hope it breaks their way, because West Plains up by 14 points. Up the floor, Zoe. One bounce, shoots a three, and that's off the back iron. Rebound, Shaley Peterson. Tipped away, picked up by Ainsley McWilliams, and she has it taken away, and now it's picked up by Jillian Green. She shoots a three from the point, and it's no good. Rebounded by Branson. Stolen back by Zoe. Down the key, Jillian all the way. But that's no good, and a charge. Jillian Green just fouled out of the ball game. Nope, four. That's her fourth. .211 to go. Branson's got to start firing them up there and fast. West Plains will give ground. Craig puts it on the floor, dribbles in, leans in, shoots it, missed it, rebounds, and Shaley Peterson. And West Plains is going to win this ball game with a whistle in the backcourt and a travel. on Shaley as somebody cut in front of the player she's going to throw it to. 67-53 with 1:56 to go. Down the key all the way. Right hand running layup is good. Uncontested Samantha Albright. She has scored 11 of her 12 here in the second half. 67-55. Zoe out front. Ainsley McWilliams steps over. Minute 40 to go. Free throw line. Jillian puts it on the floor, leans in, shoots. No good. This time it'll be a blocking foul. Madison Bowles just fouled out of the ball game. So, into the ball game, Bailey Wilkerson for Branson at the line. It'll be Jillian Green. She got 19 tonight. A quiet 19. Free throw is around and good. So Jillian has 20. Shaylee Peterson has 20. Ainsley McWilliams has 19. Good. Well, you'd like to see that kind of balance with your top three scorers right there. 21, 20, and 19. At the right elbow, Albritton dribbles down, picks it up out front to the left corner. Well, they're doing a lot of passing for a team that's down by 14 points with a minute 18 to go. Down the lane, outside Craig launches a long three, good. Craig makes it an 11-point game. She has 24 tonight.